For these secret Japanese subs, midget is a bit of a misnomer. Each craft was 80 feet long and 6 feet wide, but they were small enough to carry a two-man crew and a pair of torpedoes deep into Pearl Harbor. Burl Burlingame is author of Advance Force, Pearl Harbor, a book about the submarine attack.
The midget submarines were supposed to get in the harbor, lie low, wait for the attack to happen, and then surface, fire their torpedoes into the American ships, creating more damage.
Five midget subs set out to attack U.S. ships, but Burlingame says most of them weren't successful.
One midget submarine was sunk before the attack. It did not fire its torpedoes. One midget submarine was rammed inside Pearl Harbor. It did fire its torpedoes.
But both of those missed their target. A third sub ran aground before it ever got close to the action, and a fourth was found years later on the seafloor a few miles south of Pearl Harbor. It still had its torpedoes in it, so Burlingame thinks it didn't cause any damage. But the role of the fifth sub has been a mystery for more than 60 years. Parks Stevenson is a marine forensic historian.
I wanted to know, what did this sub do, and where did it end up? These are things that intrigued me, and I started to look into it.
Stevenson and a team of Japanese and American military experts think they pinpointed the location of the fifth sub. He says it's actually been under their noses all along. It's just been misidentified.
So as I got into my investigation, I was provided with some underwater imagery of a sub that a lot of historians had dismissed as a war trophy brought back from another theater of war, brought back to Oahu and dumped. But that didn't seem right to me.
So Stevenson hit the books. After years of research and a submersible dive to the wreck site, he's convinced that he's found a match. But he's especially interested in what he didn't find at the site. Torpedoes. He thinks that might shed light on what really happened beneath the surface of Pearl Harbor.
I was looking at two empty torpedo tubes. I swear my mind just did a flip at that moment because I realized this sub fired its torpedoes. But at whom? These torpedoes were lethal. If he hit something, it had to have been devastating.
Based on Navy records and historic photographs, Stevenson thinks it's possible that the sub severely damaged the USS Oklahoma, a ship so badly hit it capsized before sinking. If that's the case, he says, it could change naval history.
There's no indication in the history that any of these midget subs were successful at Pearl Harbor or really anywhere throughout the entire war. So if this midget sub was truly successful, we've got a new history here. This is changing history.
Stevenson's discovery and the story of the Japanese midget subs will be featured on an upcoming NOVA early next month. You can watch it on PBS January 5th or visit NOVA's website for more details. That's pbs.org/nova/killersubs. For NOVA and WGBH Radio, I'm David Levin.